Daf Bey is the Masechta's Erevin. So just a quick 5-second overview of the entire Masechta. The beginning of the Masechta, first called Prakam, to speak about how to make an Erev around Mechitzas, an Erev around Rishuyos, the Chatzeros, Mevaos. The next few Prakam, 3, 4, and 5, talk about going outside the Tchum, in Isser of Tchum and Shabbos. The 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th Prakam talk about connecting Chatzeros to other Chatzeros and other yards together. And the final parak talks about Hotzah issues, which we spoke about a lot on Shabbos, but spills over into Erev, into the last parak, other related topics of Hotzah. So the Masechta begins as follows. The first Mishnah is Mavoi Shu Gavoa Lemala Me'esim Ama Yimat. If there's a Mavoi, what's a Mavoi? So Rashi explains, we'll read through the Rashi together, the first Rashi in the Masechta here. He says, Mavoi Shu Gavoa Shenichas Akorot Lemala Me'esim Ama. You place the cover of the beam, we'll see a cover in just a second where that is. You place the cover of 20 Amos or above 20 Amos in a Mavoi. Korazu lahati letalta lesocha ba. The kor is there in order to allow one to carry within a mavoi. What's a mavoi? The midiraisa itzar hautzas rishis rabim b'shabbos. We know carrying rishis rabim is itzar midiraisa. Umahi rishis rabim. It's a sratia, platia, gedola. These very big areas. Which even though these are names, what it means is technically is shadomim ledigle midbar. The similar to the way that Klal Yisrael travel through the midbar. The chamida de shabbos mi mishkan gamrinan. We learn everything from the mishkan. V'agalos shelovim berochava yudvav or tes zayin ama azli, that the distance of the agalos were 16 amos wide. So in order to have a rishis rabim, you need to have it 16 amos wide. Hilkach lo havi rishis rabim butzir mi yudvav ama. If it's less than that, if it's a street more narrow than 16 amos, it's umufulash, and it also passes through both ends bebeis roshan. It's a highway, it's a street, but just narrow. It's more narrow than 16 amos. So then, avam mavoi katzarhu. Mavoi is, so again, Rishis Rabim must be mefulash in both ends, open in both ends, and also 16 amos wide. Now, according to some Rishonim, we'll see later in the Masechta, he also needs 600,000 people. We'll ignore that piece right now. Just the 16 amos wide is sufficient. However, a mavoi is katzarhu, veino rachav yudvav amos. It's not 16 amos wide, it's narrow, or more narrow than that. Inami, alternatively, it's Rachavu. A Mavoi could also be an instance where it is actually 16 amos wide. However, Einam foolish, Ela Rosho Echad, Pasuach Lavashis Rabim, Rosho Echad Sasim. And it's not open at both ends. Only one end goes, spills into Rosh Rabim, but the other end is a dead end, it's closed. That would also not be Rosh Rabim, that would be a Mavoi. So these are two types of Mavois. Dihavi Mefulish, if it were to be open on both ends, Lohavi Mishtari Bekorah Kedamin Begamar. If it's open on both ends and also 16 amos wide, which means it's a Rosh Hashanah, a Korah would not be able to matter it. So we're talking about a Mavoi where it's not really Rosh Hashanah. V'chevron delav Rosh Hashanah, who says Rashi, Shari Letetule Be Minatora Belishim Tikkun. Since it's not Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to any Tikkun on a Derais level. It's a Mavoi. However, Rabbanan Gazar Lea Mishim Da'asi Lichlufe B'Rishis Rabim, and since it can be confused with the Rishis Rabim, they said you need to make some type of a fix. V'sharyuha B'Takanta D'Lechi Okora, either Lechi, which is a vertical post, or Okora, which is a horizontal post. D'Lehevei Heker, we'll learn more about that tomorrow, what exactly these things are, what type of a post you need, but that serves as a Heker. D'Lo Lisei L'Mishay Rishis Rabim Gemura. So, now that we know what a Mavoi is, and you need a Lechi Okora, the Mishnah says, if the korah of the mavoi, the beam, is above 20 amos, that's too high for it to serve as a heker. People are not going to notice it. The din is yimat. You need to lower it. You need to make it within 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarach, you don't need to bring it down. It's okay, even though it's above 20 amos. However, when it comes to the rach of the width of it now, how wide do we allow there to be an opening in the mavoi? Rach of me'eser amos yimat. If it's wider than 10 amos, you need to make it smaller. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, HaRochav Me'esra Amos Yimat, Dezeu Shirochav Stam Psachim. Most Psachim, most doorways are no longer, no wider than 10 amos wide, which is around, let's use 20 inches for an amos, so it's around 200 inches. V'tvei Me'hachi, larger than this, Lo Mikir Pesach El Apirza. If it's wider than that, that's not called an opening, that's called a breach. That's an opening. You need there to be an opening, not a breach. You have to put some little beams or something, poles in the ground to minimize the breach. Or pachas, rather. You need to put some little poles there to make it less, to minimize the distance of 10. It can't be a greater gap than 10 amos. Otherwise, again, that's called the breach in the mavoi. That's not called the pesach. It's not called an opening. So if you look at the back inside the Gemara now, although if it's 10 amos wide, you need to minimize it, im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach. If there's a Tursa Pesach, which is Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan and Kana Agabem, we'll get familiar with that term very well over the next few months. It's a beam going vertically here, another beam up vertically here, and a beam overward horizontally. That is going to be a Tursa Pesach, a doorway, two sides and a top going over it. If there's a Tursa Pesach, Afa Pishu Rochav Me'eser Amos, even if the breach is wider than 10 Amos, if there's a Tursa Pesach, that will indicate that it is actually serving as a Pesach and not simply a breach. Ein Tzarech L'mayit, you know, do not need to minimize that gap. So these are the two halachas. How high the korah could be and how wide the breach could be. So the Gemara quotes Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah which sounds pretty similar. The first Mishnah, Maseches Sukkah, it says, Sukkah she gavoa l'mala me'esim ama psula. If the sukkah is above 20 amos, if the schach is above 20 amos, it's a pasul sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, he says, we allow a sukkah to be so high. So asks the Gemara, Maishna gabe sukkah, the tani psula, the gabe mavoi tani tekanta. By sukkah it says, stam, it's pasul. Why doesn't it say by sukkah, yimat, let it go, bring the schach lower, just like it says by mavoi? By mavoi it says, tekanta, fix it. Fix it by lowering it. So why does it say by sukkah, lower it as well? Why does it say psula by sukkah and tekanta by mavoi? So the Gemara answers, sukkah deraisa tani psula, mavoi, which is derabanan, tani tekanta. Sukkah, which is a din deraisa, it becomes something inherently pasul. It's a pasul sukkah. However, mavoi, which really on a deraisa level, the mavoi does not need to be fixed. It's really kasher. So it's hard to say it's pasul if you have a korah higher than 20 amos. So they say, just fix it, just to fix, to satisfy the chachamim. But it's not inherently possible because it's a din dirabanan. So by deraisas we say psula, but by takana we say dirabanan. Alternatively, the Gemara says, by dirabanan we use takanta. Ibai say, alternatively, deraisa nami tani takanta. Really on the dine deraisa, we would also tell you how to fix it. The problem is, elasuka dinafishin mili pasik vatani psula. In order to explain sukkah, you have to take it down, you need to re-put the schach up again. It requires a little bit more than just one word of yimat. And since it's a little bit verbose, we say better to be just simple. We want the Mishnahs to be terse, it's easy to remember that way. So they just said psula, as opposed to going through the effort of explaining. You have to bring the sukkah down and then put the schach back up. So therefore they taught psula simply by sukkah. But mavoi, delo nafi shimili. By mavoi, it just simply needs one word, yimat. So tani tekanta. Meaning it's certainly best to teach the takana what to do, how to fix it, but when the words are too much to explain the fixing, they say, let's do away with explaining the words, and let's go with a simple word, psula. If you look at Tosa Dir Maschil Sukkah, the Raisa, the second half, Tosa asks a question, V'hada Amrinan, they're around the last 10 lines of that Tosa. So he says, V'hada Amrinan, Beperek B'mem Alikin, and Shabbos Chavbez, Ner Chanukah She'nicha L'malam Esim Amas Psula. A Ner Chanukah that's above 20 Amos is Pasul. So, Kesukah Kemavoy. The Afa gav the Ner Chanukah derabanan. Well, Ner Chanukah certainly is only a din derabanan. So according to that first answer of the Gemara here, that you say psula only by the raisas, why does the Gemara invoke psula by Ner Chanukah, which is only derabanan? So he says, Naka psula agav sukkah debasre. Because since it says Ner Chanukah is possible like sukkah and mavoi, so we're just equating Ner Chanukah to sukkah because it's next to each other in that statement. But just like we say sukkah is possible, we say Ner Chanukah is possible. But really we shouldn't use the word possible by din derabanan. That's the first explanation. Alternatively, Tosa suggests, Inami, Hasam Lamatsi Lamisa Yimat. You can't teach the word Yimat by Ner Chanukah. Why not? Just like you can't teach it by Sukkah, it's too many words, so too by Ner Chanukah. To have a Mashma Kamoshi Dalekas Yimat. If you were to say Yimat by Ner Chanukah, it would sound like, oh, the candle's lit above here. Just bring it down a couple inches. That's not going to work by Ner Chanukah. Why? Because Zeh Eino doesn't work that way by just lowering the Ner Chanukah that's already lit. The afilu man damar hanacha osa mitzvah. Even the one who holds that there's a machlokas in the Gemara is the halacha osa mitzvah or is hanacha osa mitzvah by Ner Chanukah. So certainly, if the halacha osa mitzvah, you certainly have to extinguish a flame, lower the Chanukah candle, and then relight it. But even if you hold that the hanacha is the mitzvah, just by placing it down itself is the mitzvah, not the halacha itself. Still, tzarech lechavos lalika, you still have to extinguish it and relight it again when you lower it. Why? Shelo yomer haroel tzarchu da'alaka, because of maris ayin. People might think by me moving a lit Ner Chanukah, I'm moving it not for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but just for my own personal use of the fire. Therefore, by both opinions would say you have to extinguish it, lower it, and relight it. Since it requires too many words, they also taught the word psula by Ner Chanukah. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Chachamim lo lamdu elami pischo shel heichal. Rabbi Yehuda lo lamdu elami pischo shel ulam. We know in the Mishkan, or really the base of Mikdash, as we'll see, the din is that The din is that there's a ulam and there's a heichal. The heichal is where the shulchan, the mizbeach, and the menorah were. That's a heichal. And before getting to that area, there's an ulam, a big hallway to walk in. It's the ulam and then the heichal. Now the heichal had a smaller pesach, we'll see, and the ulam had a much higher pesach. So the Gemara says, the machlokas between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you allow a korah that's above 20 amos or not, depends on which Pesach of the Beis Hamikdash they're learning from. According to the Chacham, they learned from the Pischel Shel Heichal, which was only 20 amos high, not higher than that. Rabbi Yehuda learned from the Pischel of the Ulam, which was higher than 20 amos, so that's why he learned the Mavoi can be derived from the Pischel Shel Ulam, the Tznan. Misha tells us in Maseches Midos, which is a Masechta that describes all the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash. It says, Pischo shel heichal gavo esrim amos, 20 amos high, v'rachvo esrim amos, and it's 10 amos, rather, 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. And therefore, Chacham will learn from the heichal, which is only 20 amos high. V'shel ulam gavo arbam ama, it was 40 amos high, v'rachvo esrim amos, and 20 amos wide. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda learns from. So how does anyone learn? Why are you learning from the Pischel Shel any part of the Beis Hamikdash? How do you get from a Mavoi to the Pischel Shel Heichal, Pischel Shel Ulam? So the Gemara explains that Shneim Mikre Echad Darshi. They both learn the same exact pasuk. V'shachtu Pesach Ol Moed. You have to shacht by the entranceway of the Ol Moed. So which Pesach are we referring to? Which Ol Moed? So the Rabbanan Savri Kedushas Heichal L'chud, V'Kedushas Ulam L'chud. Rabbanan hold that the Kedusha of the Heichal is a different Kedusha than the Ulam. They're two different rooms, two different levels of Kedusha. And therefore, the Chiksiv Pesach Al-Moed Al-Heichal Chiksiv. When it says you shecht with the Pesach by the Pesach Al-Moed, by the entrance way to the Pesach Al-Moed, it's referring to the Pesach of the Heichal. Because that was certainly true. And the question is, does that Pesach Ol extend itself also to the Ohel Moed, or to the Ulam? According to the Chacham who holds that the Ulam is a separate Kedusha, it's not referring to the Pesach of the Ulam. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, the Ol Moed, last three narrow lines, which says Rashi, Ol Moed, hu ha-heichal, shesham haya nasan mizbeach hazav, v'ashulchan v'amenorah, v'bekulu ksiv Ol Moed, it always refers to Ol Moed as the heichal. Rabbanan Savre, Kedushas Ulam, lav k'kedushas heichal, the two separate areas. V'chol avodos ha'amuras b'heichal, all the avodos done in the heichal, ihav avid laha b'ulam, if you were to do it at ulam, shelafanav, in the room outside or before it, lo miskashi, it wouldn't work. Hilkach lo mikri ol moed, you can't call the ulam an ol moed, v'lo ashechan kra, to likrei l'pesach, dile pesach. We never call the ulam as a pesach, as an entranceway. So therefore, they learn from the heichal, and you can't learn from the pesach ulam. However, according to the Chachamim, back inside the Gemara now, that Rabbi Huda Savar Heichal Ulam Kedusha Achasu. They are the same exact Kedusha, which sounds like if you anything you could do in the Ol Moed, you could also do in the Ulam, it's all one area. And therefore, if you chiksiv Pesach Ol Moed, it's our Tavayahu Dichsiv, it's referring to both of them, and therefore even the Pischel Shel Ulam is called a Pesach. So if we're trying to accomplish a Pesach, now what's the connection to a Mavoi? We're trying to make that there to be a Mavoi, that open way is not a breach, it's a Pesach. So what's a Pesach? So we look to the Pesukim, a Pesach Ol Moed. So that's a Pesach. So the Pesach is only 20 amos high of the Heichal. And of the Ulam, it's 40 amos high. So the question is, which Pesach is it referring to? That's the Machlokas here in the Gemara. Ibai Zema. Another suggestion the Gemara says is the Rebbe Yehuda, Nami Kedushas Ulam L'chud, V'Kedushas Heichal L'chud. Rebbe Yehuda concedes that the Kedusha of the Heichal is separate than that of the Kedusha of the Ulam. So how come he could learn from the Pesach of the Ulam if that's never called the Pesach? Pesach Ol Moed we have, and if Ol Moed is only the Heichal, so how does he learn from the Ulam? Ulam is not part of the Heichal. But Hacha Hainu the time of the Rabbi Huda, the reason for Rabbi Huda is Dichsiv El Pesach Ulam Habayis. A Pesach Ulam Habayis, that's a different Pesach. The Pesach, the side tells us, is the Pesach in Yecheskel. If you look over at Tosfos, so Tosfos says Dichsiv El Pesach Ol Ulam Habayis, Zeh Pesach Pesach Eino B'Shemakum. There is no such Pesach anywhere in Yecheskel, or anywhere in Tanakh, that says El Pesach Ulam, that calls the Ulam a Pesach. The Omer Reed, so how do we explain the Gemara? So Omer Reed, the Matzinu de Chsiv, it says in Yecheskel, Ulam Habayis. We have that Pasuk. B'kra Achrin, another Pasuk, it says in Yecheskel as well, a different parak, Chsiv Pesach Habayis. So we could put the two together, V'avikilu Nichta Behedya B'chadkra, as if it says one Pasuk, Pesach Ulam Habayis. So it's a bit of a drasha, a bit of a stretch, but that's the source that even the Ulam could be called the Pesach, and that's the source of Rabbi Huda learning from the Ulam. Rabbanan says, I have a ksiv el Pesach Ulam kedekamras. If it were to say el Pesach Ulam, you're right, without the word Habayis there, But hasha dechsev el pesach ulam habayis, the word bayis there, habayis hapasuach ulam. It sounds like the bayis that's open to the ulam. Not that the pesach of the ulam, it's a pesach of the bayis of the hechel that leads into the ulam. It's not really qualifying ulam, and therefore even the Rabbanan would not agree to such a pasuk, despite the fact that the pasuk doesn't even exist. But that drasha, even within that drasha, Rabbanan don't think pesach is really describing the ulam's pesach. It's still describing the bayis, the olam moed, pesach, that of the hecha. The Gemara then says, okay, so it's very nice. So this is the machlokus. 20 amos or not is dependent whether you learn on pischa shel hechal versus pischa shel ulam. But v'haki ksiv hai b'mishkan ksiv. But this whole pasuk, this whole description of a pesach olam moed is referring to the mishkan. So what's the problem with the mishkan? So Rashi points out that the mishkan, if you look at Rashi, v'haki ksiv, six lines up, Pesach olam moed b'mishkan shehaya b'midbar ksiv, v'sham lo haya ulam. There was no ulam in the mishkan at all. Pesach hechel shem mishkan was only yud amos hudegavot. Also, the height was also only 10 amos. Shekrushim, the walls, the beams of the walls, lo hayu elo eser amos govan, only 10 amos high. So there's two problems here. Number one is for Rabbi Yehuda, how do you learn from the pasuk Pesach olam moed? There is no ulam in the of mishkan. Number two is even for Chachamim, the height of the mishkan was only 10 amos high, not 20 amos high. So they're learning from the base of Migdash. But the pasuk is referring to the Mishkan, and the Mishkan doesn't fit into the picture here. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Mishkan Dikre Mikdash, Luk Mikdash Dikre Mishkan. We find that the Mishkan is called the base of Migdash, the base of Migdash is called the Mishkan, and therefore we could, even though we're referring to the Mishkan, we could really derive halachas one from the next. Dilo Teimahachi, we don't say this, that the Mishkan and Mikdash are equated, Ilo Teimahachi, Had Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shlomim Sheshachton Kodem Psichas D'Lasas HaHechel Psulim. You were to say there's a special din that in order to fulfill the din of Shechting a Karban Shlomim, the Pesach, the doorway, the D'Lasas need to be opened to the base of Mikdash. Shenamar, as it says, V'Shachtu Pesach Al Moed Bizman Shepsuchin V'Lo Bizman Shein Nulin. There's a drasha that you shecht when the Pesach, when the Al Moed is open. So the Shlomim have to be shechted when the Al Moed is open, when the Mishkan, the doors of the Mishkan are open. But that's a problem because v'haki ksiv ha'hu b'mishkan ksiv. This pasuk of v'shachtu pesach al moed is describing the mishkan, and there were no doors in the mishkan. So how can you make a drash of the mishkan about doors if there are actually no doors in the mishkan? So we see that when we make the drashes on the mishkan, sometimes the mishkan is actually referring to the base of Migdash. Even though the psukim, the minbar, sound like they're really the mishkan, it's really referring to the base of Migdash. So it must be the base of Migdash. So the Gemara says, Ela ashkechan mikdash dikre mishkan, Mishkan Dikrei Mikdash. Must be that you find that sometimes the Mikdash is called Mishkan and sometimes the Mishkan is actually called Mikdash. Tosas points out here, there are nafkaminis between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. If you look at Tosas, Ashkechan Mishkan Dikrei Mikdash, for nafkamini says, She'eino Dochas HaShabbos. We know the building of the base of Mikdash is not Dochas HaShabbos, but the building of the Mishkan would be Dochas HaShabbos. That's one nafkamina. The Marsha, I find it hard to believe because it's clear in Rashi and Chumash that we juxtapose the building of the Mishkan to the Shmir Shabbos. So Marsha says, how do you say that you could build the Mishkan on Shabbos? And the Marsha says, that is really an Asmachta Ba'alma, really you can build the Mishkan on Shabbos, only the Beis HaMikdash can be built on Shabbos. Number two is, he says, Shol Yikanes Adam Hashem Bavik Sha'al Raglav, Mashvid Mishkan U'Mikdash Gamrin Mahadad. They find, either way, by Beis HaMikdash, you can't walk on the Har Bayis with dirt, but the Mishkan you can walk. There are differences between Mishkan and Mikdash, But now the Gemara is saying, but sometimes we have that one is called the other. So Gemara goes through, where do we see the Mishkan is called the Mikdash, and the Mishkan is called the Mishkan? Bishma, I understand, last five lines of the Amud here. Bishma, I understand, Mikdash, Dikre Mishkan, it's called the Mishkan, Dichsiv Venasati Mishkani, Bisochachem, I'm going to place my Mishkan within you. And this, Rashi points out, was already after the Mishkan was built. So it can't be describing, I'm going to place my Shekhinah within the Mishkan, because the Mishkan already existed, it already happened. So clearly it was foreshadowing what would happen in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that the Beis HaMikdash is called a Mishkan. El Mishkan Dikre Mikdash, where do you find that the Mishkan was also referred to as a Beis HaMikdash? Minalam. Elam, if you're going to tell me, Midichsev, it says in the Pasuk in, I forget, this is Nasa maybe, it says in the Pasuk, V'nasu HaKohasim, Nosei HaMikdash, V'kimas HaMishkan Aboam, and they're going to lift the Mishkan and the Mikdash. So we see that they're describing carrying the Mishkan, and yet they call it Nosei Mikdash. Gemara says that's not a riot because Hahu, going on to Amid Beis now, Hahu, that pasuk is referring to Ba'arun Ksiv. The Arun is also called a Mikdash. Rashi explains here, Hahu Ba'arun Ksiv, the top line here, Shumasa B'nei Kas, Kas was carrying the Arun, and Al Shem Shum Mikudash Mishar Masal's Kari Mikdash. Because it was more Kadosh than any other piece, it's called the Mikdash. But that's not referring to it as the base of Mikdash, the Mishkan. El Mihacha, the different pasuk, V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'sochem. Hashem says to Klai Yisrael, build me a Mishkan, I'm going to rest in it. He was talking about building a Mishkan, but the pasuk calls it a Mikdash. So you see the Mishkan is called Mikdash, and Mikdash is called Mishkan. So once we have this equation, we can now understand the Limudim of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. When they learn from the pasuk of Pesach, Shachtu, Pesach, Ol Moed, the entranceway to the Mishkan, it could still refer to the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Ulam. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Pesach Heichel was 20 amos high, and that's really the drasha from the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now says two lines down here in Amud Beis. Bein l'Rabbanan, one second here. Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, le'alfei mipischo shar hechatzir. So, between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, they learned from the Pesach of the either the Ulam or the Pesach of the Heichel. Why didn't they learn from the Pesach of the gate, the entranceway into the chatzir? We know there's a big chatzir around the Mishkan. So it says in the pasuk, Orech haChatzer Me'a Ba'ama, the length was 100 amos of the chatzir, the Rachava Chamishim Mechamishim, and the width was 50 amos, the Koma Chamesh Amos, and the fence around it was 5 amos high. Uksiv it says further, V'chamesh Yisrei, so again, 50 amos wide is the width of the chatzir. Now it says further in the pasuk, V'chamesh Yisrei Ama Klaim L'Kasef, on one side, one shoulder, if you will, there is 15 amos of wall. So the eastern side, where you come towards the Mishkan, so there is 15 amos of wall on one side of the 50 amos. And k'siv again, k'siv chamesh yisrei ama klam l'kasef, u'k'siv l'kasef hashenis, the second side, mizeh, there's also l'shar chatzir klam chamesh yisrei ama. In other words, if you have, imagine the entranceway to the chatzir. So it's 50 amos wide, but it wasn't a full wall there. There's 15 amos there, 15 amos there, and there's a gap in between. So 15 and 15 is 30. That means the gap was 20 amos because the overall width was 50 amos. So 50 amos minus 15 here, 15 here, that's 30, leaves you a 20 amos gap in the middle. So that's Shar Chatzir, that Pesach, was 20 amos wide. Now it should be pointed out, even though we were talking about the height up until now, Rashi says in the top here, the two lines down, right now we're going to describe the width. We're concerned with the width of the Pesach, not the height anymore. So we learned in the Mishnah the height of the width now, which we're moving the focus, the width of the Pesach could be 10 amos wide. But we're going to learn right now that the width of the Pesach of the Chatzir was actually 20 amos wide. So we should tolerate a 20 amos wide gap, not only 10 amos. So the Gemara says, after establishing that the gap of the entranceway to the Chatzir was 20 amos wide, we can now say, Mala halan chamesh berochav esim, that the height of the gate was 5 amos high, but 20 amos wide, afkan, maybe by the Mavoi as well, we should say, chamesh berochav esim pesach. We're going to ignore the word chamesh for now. Chamesh 5 amos high, but rochav esim, it should be 20 amos wide. That should really be the limud. Not 10 amos wide, but 20 amos wide should be sufficient. So the Gemara says, Pesach shar chatzir ikri, but Pesach stamalo ikri. Granted, we refer to the entranceway into the chatzir of the Mishkan as a Pesach, but that's not called the Stam Pesach. It's called Pesach Shar Chatzir. It's a special type of Pesach. It's not a general Pesach, and therefore, since it's a very unique, it's called that way, it's a Pesach Shar Chatzir, it cannot be used as a model for any other type of a Pesach. Ibai same. Alternatively, the reason why we can't learn from the chatzir is that kiksiv klaim chamesh esrei ama l'kasev begovehu dichsiv. So really, when we say 15 amos, when we said the side walls of the entranceway, it wasn't referring to the width, 15 amos here and 15 amos here with a 20 amos gap in the middle. It's referring to the height, which was 15 amos high. Nothing to do with the width at all. The height was 15 amos high. So the Gemara says, but v'haksiv v'komel chamesh amos, didn't we say the fence was only 5 amos high? So how are you saying now it's 15 amos high? So the Gemara says, hahu misfas mizbeach ulamala. Really what comes out is, the height of the fence around the chatzir was really 15 amos high. When it said before it was only 5 amos high, that's when you measure from the top of the mizbeach. The mizbeach was 10 amos high. So from the top of the mizbeach to the top of the wall is 5 amos. So for whatever reason there, the pasuk was describing the 5 amos height above the mizbeach. But in reality, from the ground and up, it was really 15 amos high. And nothing to do with width at all, and therefore we could completely neutralize any shaila of the width from the Shar Pesach HaChatzir. There's a very important tosos here, Ibais Ema Halacha L'maisa, in terms of building a Reuven. If you look at the Yermatzchel of the Ibais Ema, you go a little bit more than halfway down the narrow lines there. The first word on the line is Ksiv. It goes on to ask a question, V'im Tomar. The Tosa asks, V'im Tomar, my parach shiny Pesach HaChatzir. Why do you have a whole question from the entranceway of the chatzir? So the way it worked was there were these different beams going across there. There's a Tursa Pesach, the gap of the 20 amos high in that Havamina. We should say, just like the Pesach Shaar Chatzer was 20 amos high, so to our Mavoi should be allowed to be 20 amos high. But the problem is the Shaar Chatzer had the Tursa Pesach. There's a Kanamikan, a Kanamikan, and Kan Agabeim. That's a Tursa Pesach, which we said in the Mishnah, you could have a very wide Pesach if there's a Tursa Pesach. So what's the Shaila from the Chatzer in the first place? Everyone knew there's a Tursa Pesach there. So the width has no bearing here. The Tosfos says, you know, the Tursa Pesach that appeared in the Mishkan, V'yishlomar d'amar l'kaman, we're going to see in Daf Yud Aleph, the Tursa Pesach sh'asa min atzad lo'asav lo'klum. The way it was in the Mishkan was the height was like this, the walls, the beams, but the top beam was not on top. It was actually on the side there. So you have something, I shouldn't use this, but either way, these are the poles, and the string wasn't on the top. The string was in the middle somehow, on the side. That, the Gemara says, is not a good source of Pesach. Now, that's debatable. The Rabbeinu Tam argues, but they bring this raya, this tos is an important point. Why can't you use the strings of a telephone wire? Because a telephone wire does not go on top of the poles. They're actually lower down. They're below. In order for it to be a kosher air has to be on top of the beams, not below it. And therefore, it's puzzle. Now, some say if you're in Shas Dechak, you can rely on them, because since there's an opinion of Rabbeinu Tam who allows a Tursa Pesach min atzad, and we have a klal we'll see in Masechet Erevin, whenever there's a Suffolk Erevin is Lahakel. Whenever there's a Machlokas, we're Lakula, we're always Makel. So since there's a position that's Kula that allows a Tursa Pesach min atzad, there are those who would allow you to use the telephone wires, but halacha ma'aseh we don't. Unless a person's really stuck, there might be what to rely on. Okay, the Gemara now says further. Back inside. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, mi pischo shel ulam gamar. So right now where we're holding is that Rabbi Yehuda learned that above 20 amos is allowed because the pischo shel ulam was above 20 amos.
It would seem that the door was not connected to the main structure.
Which is fine. We're not talking about that piece. This line here is on the side.
There's nothing on
the side. Exactly, that's the whole point. This line here is not on top of that. It's far away from it. We'll talk about it afterwards. Let's go through it. I'll talk about it after. But that's the whole point. It's mi'atzad. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda mipischa she'ulam gamar. Is it really true that he learns from the 20 amos of the ulam? V'hotanan, doesn't the Mishnah say, v'arachav mi'eser amos yimat, that you have to make it 10 amos less than that. It can't be more than 10 amos. V'lo polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. And if Rabbi Yehuda really learned the Pesach from the ulam, that just like the ulam was 40 amos high, it was also 20 amos wide. Rabbi Yehuda should say in the Mishnah, you don't have to lessen a 10 amos gap. You could allow even a 20 amos gap if you wanted. And from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, the Mishnah tells us that he does not allow for a wider gap than 10 amos, which means he does not learn from the Pischa Shel Ulam. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Polig Bebraisa. He argues in the Braisa. Although in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make it clear that he argues by the Rochav, in the Braisa he does make it clear he does argue about the width. The Sanya, Varocha Me'eser Amos Yimat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einot Tzarech Lemayit. You know, you don't need to minimize it if it's 10 amos wide, because he allows even 20 amos wide as a Pesach. So the Gemara asks, V'lifleg b'mesnisim, so how come he doesn't say this in the Mishnah, that he argues by the Rachav? So the Gemara says, Palik b'gova, v'huad din the Rachva. Once he argues by the height, it was understood, he argues on the width as well. So the Gemara says, V'akati, still, we're going to challenge his limud. V'akati, Rabbi Yehuda, mipischa shel ulam, gamar, does he really learn from the entrance way to the ulam? V'atanya, doesn't the Baisa say, Mavoi shu gavoa me'esim ama yimat? The Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad mea v'chamishim ama, that while the Tanakhama holds only till 20 amos do we allow the cover to be, but above that is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it could be 40, it could even be 50 amos high, it's all allowed. The Tani comes along bar kapara ad mea, you could allow even for 100 amos if you wanted. So what's this 40, 50, 100 that Rabbi Yehuda allows? Bishma understand the bar kapara guzma, he's exaggerating, he wasn't really meaning 100 amos high. He's really meant 40 like the ulam. And then even 100, no one builds a mavoi with a korah 100 amos high. A 40 amos is plenty high. No one's going to go higher than that. So just use the guzma, but kapara in reality really means 40 amos high is all we would tolerate for Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda learned from the Pischa Shel Ulam. However, according to Ella the Rabbi Yehuda, my guzma, in the Braisa, the Rabbi Yehuda says 40 or 50, he was being pretty exact. 40 or 50 must be exact numbers. It wasn't just the guzma. So I understand Bishma Rabbi Yehuda, Arbaim, 40 amos high, it's acceptable. That's Gamar mi Pischa Shel Ulam. Elachamishim, Menale, where's 50 amos learned from? What's the source of 50 amos? So it must be that he did not learn from the Pischa Sha'ulam, from the fact that he allowed you to go even 50 Amos, because that's above the Pischa Sha'ulam. So Amr Avchisa, Avchisa says, Homas Nisa Atiyasa L'Rav. This Brisa had caused Rav to make a mistake. It was a misunderstanding. The Sani, the Brisa says, Mavoi Shu Gavo Me'esim Amo, Yosim Pischa Sha'ulam Yimam. The Brisa says that 20 Amos high, you have to lessen it, because we learn from the Heichal, that's the Tanakama. So that's clear. The Tanakama definitely learns from the Pischa Shel Heichal. So who sabar? Rav understood that if Rabbanan hold mi Pischa Shel Ulam Gamrei, it must be, this was his assumption, Rabbi Huda mi Pischa Shel Ulam Gamar. But that was his mistake. Velohi, that's not true. Rabbi Huda mi Pischa de Melachim Gamar. He learned from the entrance ways to palaces and castles. That's where he learned from. Nothing to do with Pischa Shel Ulam. He thought if Rabbanan were learning from an entrance way in the Mishkan or the base of Mikdash, so too Rabbi Huda was doing it, but not true at all. It could be 40, it could be 50. There's no set measurement. It's just based on if you go to the castle, you go to the palace, you see that they have very, very large entrance ways. That's the basis for it, and therefore there's really no particular measurement for Rabbi Huda. So at this point right now, Rabbanan learned from Pischa Shel Heichal, the Rabbi Huda learned from the Pischa Shel Melachim. So Gemara says, Rabbanan, they say back, Rabbanan, imi Pischa Shel Heichal Gamri, if really they learn from the Pasach, the entrance way to the Heichal, libai the lasas Heichal. So the base of Mikdash had doors. Every single day, a Kohen had to go up and open the doors of the base of Mikdash. So too, we should say, if you want the Mavoi to be an effective Mavoi, you should have a Delis, just like the base of Mikdash had a Delis. But Alama Tanan, why do we have the Mishnah? The Mishnah teaches us, we're going to learn this later on in Daf Yud Aleph, Hechsher Mavoi, the way to Machsher in area of a Mavoi, Beishami Omim, you need a Lechi Vikorah. We don't pass that way, but you require both a Lechi and a Korah, a vertical beam and a horizontal beam, and Beishil Omim, Lechi Okorah, one or the other. However, no one entertained the need for doors, only Lecha or Korah, or both of them are needed, but not a Delis. So how come we don't learn a Delis from the Heichal, Pischa Shel Heichal? So the Gemara says, "Delasas de Heichal de Tznius ba'almahu David." And the doors that existed by the Heichal were simply there for Tznius. They were not there for any structural purpose, for any type of creating a Pesach and an entrance way and a closure. It was simply there the Tznius ba'alma, and therefore you can't bring any rayas from that which was not really there halachically needed. So the Gemara then says, "Fine, El Miata." That's the case. Lo tahanile tursa Pesach. Tzurta Pesach shouldn't work. Why shouldn't a Tzurta Pesach not work? We said in the Mishnah that if you have a gap wider than 10 Amos, either you can make the gap smaller by putting Kondim down or somehow making it smaller, or you could build the Tzurta Pesach over it, and with the Tzurta Pesach, a Kondim Mikan, and a Kondim Agabeyam, that would allow even a distance beyond 10 Amos. But if we're saying we're learning from the Pischa Shel Heichal, we should not allow for the Tzurta Pesach to work beyond 10 Amos. Why not? Because the Heichal Tzurta Pesach Havalei Afil Hachi Eser Amos Hudrevach. So we know that the Heichal certainly did have a Tzurta Pesach. It had doors. If it had doors, it certainly had a Tzurta Pesach. It had a doorway. So if it had a doorway and the width was only 10 Amos, what's the Raya that Tzurta Pesach works on something that's beyond 10 Amos? The whole source is from the Heichal. And the Heichal only had a 10 Amos wide Tzurta Pesach. So the Gemara says again, Deha Heichal Tzurta Pesach Havalei V'afil Hachi Eser Amos Hudrevach. How come the Mishnah says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Im Yeshal Tzurta Pesach, if you do have a Tzurta Pesach, Afal Pisha Rachav Me'aser Amos, even if it's wider, in a Tzurta Lamad, you don't need to. The Tzurta Pesach works for that which is beyond 10 Amos. But how does that work if the basis from the Heichal is not that way? So the Gemara says, Midei Hutayma El Rav. This is only needed for the Shita of Rav. But ha masi le Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav kamid Rav eino tzarech lemait v'amrle asi tzarech lemait. So what's going on here is Rav is the only reason why you need to teach this din, because Rav is the one who said that we don't learn from the Mishkan. He said that although Rav is the one who felt that Chachamim really learned from the Pischa Shel Heichal. Now Rav understood the Mishnah that even though the Mishnah says you don't need to be ma'ait, you don't need to lessen the amount, he actually held in the Mishnah that even with a Tzurta Pesach, you do need to be ma'id. He argues in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you have a Tzurta Pesach, you allow for more than 10 Amos. He says, no, even with a Tzurta Pesach, Tzarech le'ma'id. Why? Because since he holds that the Tanakhama learns everything from Pischa Shel Heichal, a Tzurta Pesach is not going to work beyond 10 Amos, and therefore everything does work out nicely. Everything, in fact, is going to be consistent. Okay, so we're going to stop here. The Gemara is going to carry on with this conversation of learning from the Pesach Shehechal and describe other dinim. Maybe really we should not learn in the end of the day because it's going to be a big kasha on the limud from the Pesach Shehechal. Okay, welcome to the world of Erevin.